You're listening to the ArenaFan.com podcast coming to you from the JW Marriott Hotel, the home of Virgin Mobile Arena Bowl 22 New Orleans.
And welcome back to Radio Row at Arena Bowl 22, where the Philadelphia Soul will take on the San Jose SaberCats. Joining me now is team president of the Philadelphia Soul and former quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, Ron Jaworski. Jaws, how are you doing today?
Great to be with you guys. Also former quarterback with the Los Angeles Rams, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Miami Dolphins, and then no one would pay me anymore.
Now, with the rule changes that have come across with the league that you've been influential in the year with the Ironman rules, how do you think, now that we're 2 years into that, that's progressed for the AFL?
I don't think there's any doubt that the rule changes have improved play on the field. You now have the best players on the field at their position. And also, the now-defunct NFL Europe has helped the Arena Football League. You know, last year when the National Football League decided not to go over to Europe, there were 300 quality football players available. And that's a huge amount of football players. Most of them came over to the Arena Football League, helped grow our game, better talent on the field, created competition. And, of course, when we went to offensive and defensive systems, that meant we were getting better players on the field. And guys that were really... I would say experts at their position. You know, guys that were an exclusive pass rusher or a cover corner or a linebacker that could blitz. So they didn't have to worry about playing another position. I think it made the game a lot better.
Do we think that there are any more changes coming in the future tweaking the rules, or has the AFL sort of found the right sort of mix to go forward from here?
Well, I think if you look at the history of the National Football League, you see every year their competition committee and their rules committee, they meet and they evaluate everything about the game. Anything that can make the game better, they implement. We do the same thing with the Arena Football League. We look at our game under a microscope, what we've done well as what we've done poorly, and we don't do everything right. You know, there are some things we'll address in this offseason under the competition committee guys, and we'll take a look at what we can do to make our game better. But we operate much like the National Football League. We want to make our game better.
Now, what about the instant replay rules? So far this year in the playoffs, we've seen some awfully controversial decisions go both ways.
Why are you looking at me like that? You talk about Philadelphia, New York? Hey, that was a touchdown. That's all I saw.
I can only report it like I see it. I'm not picking out any individual plays here.
Okay, all right,
so
bring it on.
How do you think the instant replay has affected the game, and do you think it's been a success so far this year?
Yes, I think instant replay in the Arena Football League has been terrific. Now, there's always going to be some questionable calls, and that's the beauty of the replay system. And you want to get in a position where, you know, a bad call does not lose a football game. Or, you know, and a lot of this was initiated by some calls throughout the season where ESPN was able to get some great shots of plays where the referee was blocked, where a fan interfered and hit a ball, things like that, which we go, oh, my God, you can't let that stand. And unfortunately, it did stand because the referee was not able to see an obstruction, you know, that happened with a fan, and obviously a touchdown would stand, or a penalty would stand, or other things, turnovers would stand, where there were better angles that ESPN was able to give us. So I think the fact that we now use instant replay will certainly correct an error.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk about your team, Philadelphia Soul. The biggest acquisition, arguably, you made in the offseason was bringing in a solid backup for Tony Graziani. You brought in Matt D'Orazio, and now he's sort of taken the team and run with it this year. What do you think he brings to your team that you maybe lacked in that position before?
Well, number one, we have two number ones, and we're very fortunate. And we really brought Matt in because we felt in the course of an Arena Football League season, you're going to need two solid quarterbacks. And we learned that the hard way a year ago when we started out 4-0 with Tony Graziani. He got hurt. We lost our next six games. So we made a concerted effort this offseason to focus on the quarterback position. And we got a great backup quarterback in Matt D'Orazio, who became our number one quarterback. And I think that was one of the, you know, real surprise of this Arena Football League season, a guy that wasn't expected to be the starter, let alone becomes the league player of the year. So Matt brings incredible leadership to our football team. And we're going to need that leadership on Sunday because he does have, you know, Arena Bowl experience. He was player of the game a couple years ago when he was with Chicago. So our players are looking to Matt to give us that leadership. And I think he's really become kind of the quiet leader of the football team. I mean, he leads by example, and what a terrific guy to have around.
Now, your other big acquisition in the offseason was Chris Jackson. Obviously, Offensive Player of the Year, put up some absolutely outstanding numbers. What has he brought to your team?
He's brought us big plays. And you know, when we get in the crunch time in ball games, he's made the plays. And You know, just saying big time players make the big time plays at the big time. And that's what Chris Jackson is. You know, a lot of guys catch balls when you're up by 21 points or you're behind by 21 points in garbage time. But Chris Jackson, when the game is on the line, he makes big plays. Third down, fourth down plays. He's always going to be the primary receiver. That's no big secret now. San Jose, everybody knows that. You know, we're looking to Chris. He's that kind of player. So you're going to have to roll your coverage, take him away, and, you know, let a Brent Holmes or a Larry Brackens beat you. But I think that's the way the game will play out on Sunday. They'll try to take away Chris Jackson. But he has also brought that savvy experience that is so necessary in this game.
Now, you played in the city of Philadelphia, and you know sometimes it can be a little bit hairy playing for some of those fans up there.
Really?
There's some of the, yeah, I know, really.
Being like 70,000 people booing you, that's hairy.
It's never happened before.
I kind of enjoy that, yeah.
What would it mean to be able to bring the Foster Trophy back to the city of Philadelphia?
It's been an incredible week in Philadelphia, you know, and I think there are probably still some people around this country that look at the Arena Football League as maybe, you know, not one of the four majors, maybe the fifth sport. In Philadelphia, we've been embraced as the fifth major sport. I mean, last Friday, the mayor of Philadelphia, the mayor threw a pep rally for us right downtown Philadelphia, and it was just a great send-off for our football team. Before the team left yesterday, big pep rally at the airport. The city of Philadelphia has embraced this football team. I've gotten phone calls and text messages and emails just about every coach and front office person in the city of Philadelphia wishing the Philadelphia soul well in our representation of the city of Philadelphia. And I think a lot of people in ownership and front offices of the other teams in town, they kind of sensed a snowball effect. And I think when one team wins, it kind of gets everyone a little bit lathered up and juiced up. Hey, the soul won it. The Phillies guys get a little juiced up. You know, hey, oh, maybe we could win it. Then all of a sudden the Eagles come up, and the Flyers get going, and the Sixers get going. I think these things have a tendency to snowball once one team wins. And I can say that based on experience, because in 1980, when our Philadelphia Eagles went to the Super Bowl here in New Orleans, unfortunately we lost, but all four teams in the city went to the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And the Philadelphia Phillies won the World Series, but the Sixers and the Flyers lost in the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals as well. But all four teams were in the championship game, and it was a great time to be in Philadelphia. So we're hoping that we can roll this thing out. We can find a way to beat San Jose, and maybe Philadelphia can get excited about the sports season.
Does the city really believe that they're cursed with their professional sports teams?
Yeah, I think you probably got some people that do. So we've got to break that curse now. It's been 25 years. It's been 1983 since the 76ers, you know, won the NBA championship. So you look at if there's supposedly four major teams through that 25-year era, and we've been in existence 5 years, that's 105 seasons of franchise that haven't won a championship. So hopefully we could end that.
Now, normally I'd ask my opinion of my guests as to who they think is going to win the game. Based on, you know, who you are and the shirt you're wearing, I think I can kind of tell which way you're leaning. But for the Soul to bring home the Foster Trophy, what's the one thing they're absolutely going to have to do to beat San Jose?
Oh, I think we're going to have to get some turnovers. There's no question the game will be determined by turnovers. And that's a pretty simplistic approach to the game of football, ball security. And every coach talks about it. Every team talks about it. But at the end of the day, if you turn the ball over two or three times, you're going to lose the football game. So it's a team that execute the ball security most importantly. Now, on the other side, the defense can force turnovers as well. And I think when this game is played out, you know, at about 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, is probably going to be the team that protected the ball the best will win the game.
Okay, once again, this is Adam Markowitz reporting for Arena Fan Online at the site of Arena Bowl 22 in New Orleans. I'd like to thank Mr. Jaworski. Jaws, once
All
again,
right.
thanks for joining
thank
us.
Thank you for listening to ArenaFan.com podcasts. Stay tuned for more coverage from Radio Row at Virgin Mobile Arena Bowl 22 New Orleans.